On Veterans Day, we welcome in, along with State Representative Ken Kurtz, a very special guest, Branch County Veterans Services Officer Charles Scott. Welcome both gentlemen.
Thank you.
On Veterans Day. Your committee's in Lansing involved deeply in veterans issues. Now, we've talked about a couple of things over the last year or so. About one, I know, that's just back in the news again today, of legislation that would allow veterans to have credit for their service, work service, when they go into, like, apprenticeship programs and things, right?
Sure, and this only makes sense, and it's good to be with you on this Veterans Day. I say Veterans Weekend because it's been a very full weekend. I'm very proud of the fact that Michigan has really stepped up to the plate to recognize our veterans coming back, the very high unemployment, and why should we not grant them the ability to be able to not bypass, but take the education they've learned well in the service, the very practical part of many different professions that we need right back here in Michigan, and have that apply to apprenticeships, this sort of thing. And there's a broad brush that's been given to our veterans there, and just this is terrific. It's continual.
Yeah, Charles, I know you've been in touch with Ken a lot of times on issues involving veterans. What is it actually the veteran service officer does here for Branch County, and what kind of services can you provide to veterans here in Branch County?
Veterans come back, and we have guys who are disabled, compensation claims. I also will do what's called a pension claim, which is aid in attendance for the elderly veterans who maybe are going into assisted living and their spouses. So there's a lot of benefits also just for spouses. We also have what's called the Veterans Trust Fund, the Veterans Relief Fund, where if veterans are running into hard times, where we might be able to help them out with, say, rent or electric bill, gas bill, phone bill, things of that nature. A lot of guys just want to come in and just talk, and I'll talk to them about that, and I'll just chat with them. Some of the different things that we do have, it's new here in Coldwater, such as ID cards. A lot of vets will come in and want ID cards, and I do burial benefits. And so there's numerous things that could probably go on for quite some time.
And one thing, too, for veterans, to let them know, those ID cards available right at the courthouse, too, right?
Correct. If you take your military discharge or your DD-214 right to the clerk's office, and you can get an ID card, but they are $10, but they're really nice ID cards with your picture.
Yeah. Well, and it works then, too, for things like around the area today. A lot of restaurants are offering free meals for veterans and those kinds of things.
Correct. One thing I didn't say and I want to say here is Happy Veterans Day, and make sure that you get out Applebee's. I think they open around 11 o'clock today. Start free meal at Applebee's, free meal at Ponderosa. And for all veterans, Home Depot will 10% discount on everything at Home Depot today for veterans. You have to prove ID. You have to have ID cards, though.
Yeah. All right. So busy time in your office. Lots that goes on in your office, obviously. Ken, you had a chance to be part of a ceremony actually that Charles got named to the Hillsdale County Veterans Association as their Service Officer of the Year.
Right, and that's the Pat Ford award that's given out annually over there, and it took place Friday night over in Hillsdale County. I was very proud to be able to present this award to our veterans officer here, Charles Scott.
Well, and previously, Tim Guarino, who had been in Branch County, was named last year, right?
For last year's, yes. Yeah. So it was good all the way through, and it was a tremendous program. We had a former diplomat appointed by President Reagan to a couple different countries, and also the Vatican. Very outstanding speaker, gentleman that was is with Decker Haynes, I believe his name is, the U.S. Army out of Kalamazoo, was a special speaker. He's also a professor of military science at Western Michigan University. So it was just a good program.
Yeah, Charles, one of the services you provide, obviously, is the ability for folks to get to and from Veterans Hospital and services with a van. Where does that stand right now for a new van for you guys?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that was something I had missed. We do have the new van. And we also have our older van. So and they do at times they're on the road at the same time. What we do is we'll actually pick up the veteran, take him or her to and from their VA appointments to the hospital, and So it's the other thing is that we also have a wheelchair van. So if you need wheelchair accessible, so we share that with Commission on Aging, and we're looking at maybe converting our new van also into a wheelchair van, which would really be nice. Yeah. And
is the message then for vets and their families to not be afraid to ask because their services aren't there?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. If you're not sure about your benefits, anybody welcome to give me a call. And my phone number, it's 517-279-4322. I'm in the 570 Marshall Road, out right next door to the Branch County Sheriff's Department. I'm in the old health building. And so and another thing that I did forget to mention about when you asked what things I did, health care is huge. And under the Obamacare, if you are signed up under the VA health care, you don't have to worry about the health care because that is recognized. VA healthcare is recognized under Obamacare. Okay. So anybody who's looking at maybe using the VA hospital, just come in and I'll help you get signed up.
All right. Well, while you got him here next to you, your state representative, anything else that the state of Michigan should be doing, needs to be doing, you'd like to see them doing for vets here in Michigan?
Well, it's a good question, and I can honestly say that the Governor Snyder right now is on top of things. He's really doing a great job. I was just reading that right now that there's 1 million people that have signed up for the post-9/11 GI Bill. The backlog on disability claims, which has now been reduced to 34% since March. And so, you know, if anything that we could possibly do right now is to continue to go out and just continue helping our vets with employment, because that's one thing I've noticed in the area that our veterans are still in this area having trouble getting employment.
Right. I guess we'd represent the fact that we're doing everything we can in the state of Michigan. Ken, I'm not a veteran. I'm the son of a veteran. I've always appreciated the veteran. But the era that we're living in now is much different than it was just a few years ago, when the veterans were not getting the attention that they're getting now. And it's due. It's long overdue for these things. That's why I believe we're stepping up. And I do appreciate the very proactive approach that this legislature's taken right across the board. There's no line like some people think, you know, Republican, Democrat. We're here. We're thankful for what we have in the veterans. And while we don't worship them, we honor them. And that's what we're doing throughout this day today, throughout this whole district that I serve, and I'm very proud of our veterans, and people like Charles Scott do us a wonderful thing for the many veterans that we have here in this area.
Yeah, well, I'm in the same boat of you, as a son of a veteran, brother of a veteran, and so sure. I'm going to give my brother Frank a call later today. So.
Good to do that.
All right, thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much,
you.
Ken.
Charles Scott, who's the Veteran Service Officer here for Branch County, and State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning.